Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2013, and I'm your host, Ariel Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Well, Mercury is still retrograde, but we only have to make it until Monday. Woohoo! And Pleiadian lineup is coming starting on the 16th, so important dates to remember. Tonight, we are so excited to have members of the Crystal Soul Group who were with us in Arkansas a few weeks ago sharing their stories from the quest. It was an honor for Lavendar, Tammy, and myself to bring this group together and witness the powerful frequency of love that their reunion initiated. We'll start off with Lavendar explaining the star markings that everyone in this group holds, and if you have those markings in your chart, you may feel like you know their voices. Our next quest will be May 18 through 24, 2014, and if you'd like more information about that, please send us an email to crystals@starseedhotline.com. At the top of the show, it's the Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing topics of interest to Starseeds and sharing some emails from our listeners. And we'd like to thank Chris for hosting our switchboard this evening, and you're welcome to call in with comments or questions. The number to dial is 917-889-8292. And remember to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. If you like our show, we'd appreciate your support by clicking follow on our show page. Our main site, starseedhotline.com, has been coded for Starseed activation and holds a wealth of information in our vault. We also have a forum for Starseeds at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd like to thank Rose and Tammy for their great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed forum. You can find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go, or you can download them right from our show page archives. If you want to contact us privately, our toll-free number is 888-881-0881. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings in your natal astrological chart, and the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. Remote healing sessions for people and pets are also available with Tammy. If you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. Please allow us at least 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that you get it in time. And then if you'd like a Stage 2 reading to interpret your coming energies for the next year, beyond just knowing when the window is, please make sure you book that 2 months ahead because we do have a waiting list. Now I would like to introduce my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Welcome, ladies.
Good evening, everybody. Lavendar, hi, Anastasia. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I've been noticing a lot of information has been happening on the news about Kentucky. You're really sitting in a hot spot right now.
Well, I didn't plan on talking about that today, Lavendar, but yes, indeed, that is true.
Okay, go ahead and talk to us about the stars and the sun and all the...
Yeah, all that. Don't you think we ought to stay with a bigger picture?
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's been so much going on in space. India has launched. They say the Space Agency of India has had a successful launch of its Mars Orbiter mission. They're calling it MOM. That happened today. They also call it the Mangalayan. And this spacecraft will spend the next 10 months traveling to Mars on a mission to study the planet's surface, atmosphere, and moons. Now, this is India we're talking about, folks. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Everybody across the planet is getting into space flight now. And we've got a big sunspot that's turning toward the Earth right now. You remember for a couple of months or more, I was talking about how quiet the sun is. He isn't doing anything. Everybody's kind of dumbfounded. It's just nothing happening on the sun. Well, it's ramping up now. Last week I talked about some flares, and it's ongoing right now. One of the biggest sunspots of the current solar cycle emerged over the sun's eastern limb just 3 days ago, and now it's turning towards our little home of Earth. It's AR 1890, and it has an unstable beta-gamma-delta magnetic field that harbors energy for strong explosions. Now, so far, the sunspot is moderate, but they say this could be the calm before the storm. For today, NOAA forecasters estimated a 45% chance of M-class flares and a 10% chance of X flares. They do say that solar wind flowing from a coronal hole could reach Earth on November 7th through 8th. So we are now approaching solar maximum, and it looks like it's, you know, getting pretty interesting. We had a lot of flares in just a number of days. And there is something that some students have covered that I think is very interesting, and it's kind of scientific, but they say that they had these group of students at the end of October, students of the Earth-to-Sky calculus launched a pair of radiation sensors into the stratosphere on board of a helium balloon. What they did was they rediscovered what's called the Pfotzer maximum. Now, most people have never heard of it, including little old me, but we learn something every day. And the Pfotzer maximum is a layer of peak radiation that's about 20 kilometers above the Earth's surface. They say that when cosmic rays crash into Earth's atmosphere, they produce a spray of secondary particles. And with increasing depth in the atmosphere, in our atmosphere, they say the primary cosmic radiation component decreases, whereby the secondary radiation component increases. And that is called the Pfotzer maximum. So they are being observed by NASA with their little experiment because NASA wants to know the effects of space weather on aviation. They do say that ordinary travelers, air travelers, can be exposed to significant doses of radiation when the sun is active. So anywho, there's a lot of stuff going on up there. I'm wondering about the atmosphere of the Earth as it is connected to incoming comets and asteroids, because we certainly, there is speculation, strong speculation, that there's an awful lot of asteroid dust in the upper atmosphere which might affect this Pfotzer maximum and the amount of radiation that is prolific at that altitude. That is just an Anastasia-ism, but I have to wonder about it. And the All-Sky Fireball Network reported that yesterday or last night, up until sunrise this morning, the network reported 12 fireballs. 8 were sporadics, 3 were northern taurids, and 1 was an orionid. So anywho, it's slowed down a little bit, but that's still a lot in a 24-hour period. We do have some near-Earth asteroids coming our way, folks. On the 7th, there are 2 of them. One 8.5 lunar distances away and one 7.5 lunar distances. There's one on the 10th, the 14th, the 18th, the 25th, the 26th of November. We have incoming near-Earth asteroids. No hazards anticipated, of course, but that's quite a few for the month of November. And there was a fireball explosion over Sarajevo at 30 kilometers above the ground. They say that multiple explosions were registered as a bolide penetrated the atmosphere over Sarajevo. And they say the fireball plummeted at about 20 kilometers a second, which isn't terribly fast, but it did explode really close to the ground. So people heard it boom, 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 like that, like a shotgun going off. And there has been fireballs over Japan just a couple of days ago, and a fireball in the Pacific Northwest, they say that likely landed in the Pacific Ocean. This was seen over Portland and other areas of the Pacific Northwest, and maybe some of our starseed saw that. Don't know, but anyway, that is still ongoing. And we have a volcano erupting in Indonesia. I talked about that with you guys last couple of weeks. Mount Sinabung has erupted for the third time, and they've ordered evacuations naturally. This is on the western Indonesian island of Sumatra, and they say that Mount Sinabung ejected a 4.3-mile column of ash into the air, and so they just told people to get the heck out of there and wait and see what happens. So that's still going. That little volcano just keeps it coming.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know. There's a lot of them actually going off across the planet. You might be surprised. I accessed a website that showed how many volcanoes are active on the planet at a given time, and holy cow, there's just a lot of them. We don't hear about them, but they're out there. And I want to talk to you people, everybody who loves almonds, because, and I do, almonds are good for you. Edgar Cayce suggested that we eat, do you remember, Lavendar, was it like 3 or 4 natural almonds a day? Does anybody remember that?
I do.
I remember it was, if you take 3 almonds a day, it is a cancer preventative.
That's right. I knew it wasn't very many. He said don't eat too many, but anywho, I've been a fan of almonds ever since, and the price of almond products now are expected to soar because, sadly, of the declining honeybee population. They say that the price of almond treats and snacks is just going to go through the roof because almond orchard growers are struggling to pollinate their crops because there aren't enough bees. Now, the global almond market is worth around $5 billion, and California orchards account for 80% of the world's crop. And they require 1.5 million beehives every year to pollinate the almonds. Now, because there are not very many honeybees anymore, in fact, the population is rapidly diminishing, farmers have had to resort to renting beehives to pollinate their crops, and it costs them up to $200 a hive. They say this has tripled the cost of almond farming in the last few years because we don't have enough bees. They say the drastic downturn in the honeybee population is concerning very much to environmentalists and scientists as well as you and me. They say the last few years the annual winter die-out rate has been increasing and is now 10% higher than usual. So our honeybees continue to be subject to whatever. They really don't know what is causing this. Lots of theories. And I'm sure all of you have heard of red tide. There has been a river in the Netherlands that has turned red overnight. The residents of Nootdorp, isn't that cute? Nootdorp in the Netherlands woke up to a strange phenomenon just a few days ago because a normally pure, crystal clear river had turned a brick red color. They say, the experts say, that it's probably due to toxic algae. Now, you know, bodies of red water are not all that unusual, but they're really unusual that far north. There have been other recent incidents of red water. Australia had some on a beach last year. China had some. And there was some in Beirut. You know, you've heard of that as red tide. They usually occur on the coastlines, but sometimes, rarely, they occur in fresh water. And they don't know why this water in the Netherlands has turned red, but they did tell people to stay away from it. So. And another word about that island of debris that we talked about that the sailor had found on his sailing trip from Australia to Japan and over to the California coast. There's a new report out that says an island of debris the size of Texas is headed for the United States. They say that it's been crossing the Pacific Ocean over to the western shores of the United States because of the tsunami that happened to Japan in 2011. And NOAA released its updated findings last week. Now, they say that there's 5 million tons of wreckage, the remains of homes and boats and other remnants from the disaster in Japan. And they say that there's more than 1 million tons of flotsam that is headed toward the west coast of the United States. And they say the first, you know, we had heard about a little bit of debris already landing in California, but they say now that the main part of it is coming in. They say also that a less concentrated debris field stretches all the way from Alaska to the Philippines.
Oh.
They say that the first wreckage came ashore in 2011, and this year a 20-foot boat ran aground at Crescent City. I remember that story. I didn't bring it up on the air. We have too many other things to do. But they have just found stuff all up and down the coast here and there. But they say that now it's coming in a major, major way.
Oh.
And let's see, where are we with our time? We've got a couple more minutes. I want to talk to you about quantum teleportation. This is really cool. And as I was preparing this article for you, I thought, now, I really got to tell them about this, but how in the world am I going to explain this? I probably ought to just give them the, you know, just the Cliff Notes version, because we start talking this kind of math, we'll all glaze over and go to sleep. We don't want to do that. The show's too good for that. But the writers at phys.org, that's phys.org, that's a great website if you like physics. Anyway, they're reporting on a breathtaking development in the field of quantum teleportation. You know they've been doing that, you guys? Yeah, they have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But first, before I get into this, I just want to explain to our listeners that we just need to set the stage a little bit to tell you that quantum teleportation is made possible. Now, we're talking here in the 3D. As mystics, as starseed, shamans, people who are spiritually enlightened, that we work with energies, we teleport all the time. But when we're talking now about 3D reality in the physics laboratory, this is what I'm explaining. But anyway, quantum teleportation in a lab is made possible by means of the phenomenon of entanglement. And suppose, you know, we want to create two particles at the same instant with the same spin, the same rotation, and everything's the same. And then we're going to send those two particles to very different locations any number of miles apart. Okay, so they're made of the same thing. We're going to mix them all together. They're the same thing. We're going to send them each in a different direction. And then we're going to change one of the particles. Let's say we change the particle that's to our right. Well, because the two particles were entangled with the same information at the outset, a change of data in one particle will instantly be reflected in the other one. And that makes it information transferred at a distance. Now, Einstein called this spooky action at a distance. But the catch in physics up to now has been that particles have to have their information entangled to begin with in order to make this work, meaning they have to start with the same basic premise. But that is no longer true. NASA has funded an investigative team at the University of Illinois headed up by a man named Bernstein. And this investigative team is going to work closely with a jet propulsion laboratory. And NASA granted them a sum of money to study super-dense quantum teleportation. And what that is about is that essentially it sends the quantum state from a single particle that comes specially prepared in that state to a different remote particle which has never, ever before interacted with it. That means they don't start out the same. They're not entangled to begin with in physics, which is, when you have a scientific mind and you're in a lab, this is puzzling to them. As clairvoyants and enlightened people, we recognize that there is a unified field underlying our existence and that all things are connected. Scientists haven't figured that out yet, although they're working on it, which in the scientific realm, this particular study, this particular finding implicates that very thing. Now, the quantum state is essentially the complete basic information about microreality. And even though quantum teleportation has been achieved by scientists several times, they have never done it before using N dimensions to entangle information in systems that haven't been previously entangled. And they're able to transfer information at a distance and experimentally in a physical lab sort of way that strongly suggests to science that we are looking at experimental confirmations of the very idea of the existence of hyperdimensional reality. So that's pretty fascinating stuff. We already know that's the case, but science is on the verge of breaking through and giving evidence of that. Isn't that exciting?
Whoa. Are you still there?
Did I bore you all?
No. There was a loud noise there in a second. It kind of...
Wow, I heard it too.
A roar. Okay. So, anyway. Very interesting.
Well, what's so interesting, you guys, is that science is coming up with what we have known and what mystics have known all along.
Yeah, they're spending an awful lot of money to prove what we
are. Well, they are, but, you know, they have to test it. Now, REL.
Yeah, they have to go through this.
You know, they're taking a long way around. Right.
That's okay.
You know, this does give them access to technologies that are going to be very interesting and that we all should probably somehow keep an eye on. But, you know, shamans have been quantum entangling with reality since the beginning of time, so have mystics. And it's not news to us, but I thought it was very interesting from a scientific perspective because they will implicate this with technology, maybe kind of Star Trek-y kind of stuff, you know?
That's what
I think. Right now they're doing little atomic kind of size things with it, or quantum size, but you know that's going to grow. They're going to be doing some pretty amazing stuff in the not-too-distant future. Okay, well, that's it for tonight's news. I've taken my share of the time. I'm interested in what everybody has to say about that wonderful gathering you all had.
Oh, well, it will be a wonderful sharing, but thank you so much for the news updates and... just really appreciate it and hope you can stick around. I know you saw a lot of times you have to do sessions at night, but hope you can share in the stories.
I'll hang on as long as I can for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you, Anastasia. And now, Lavendar, if you would, we're going to have Lavendar, if you would set up the intent behind the quest and the star markings involved, and any of our Crystal Quest group that has not pressed 1, please do so. Press 1 on your keypad so we know it's you, and hopefully Mercury won't get in our way with the things not working correctly, but it looks like they are. So, Lavendar, hello.
Thank you. Anastasia, it made me think of Beam Me Up Scotty device. That's what they're working on, right?
It is. It is. You guys just wouldn't believe the kind of stuff going on out there. A lot of it's too complicated for me to explain to you, but I'm telling you, they are really coming up with some amazing technology, and really that's what that's about. I mean, when we think about, let's say, the Starship Enterprise, they had to start somewhere. Looking back, and of course it's fictional, but we look back and hypothetical what it would have been for that kind of a society, they would have started very small, just like we're doing right now in a lab.
Uh-huh.
And I personally happen to think they know very, very well that there is a hyperdimensional existence, and I just think they're poking around in it to see what they can do with it.
Well, we have a lot of scientists now. There are some Tesla kids that are going to, I think, you know, put the super glue to it, you know.
You know that's true.
Yeah.
And these special children that are coming in are just awesome.
I know.
I mean, in the next 25, 50 years, it's just going to be astonishing what comes out.
Right. It will be.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had one of the most glorious trips to Arkansas, and these people were handpicked by us because they had the star markings. Now, the star markings consist of 25, 26, or 27 degrees of Leo, Aquarius, Capricorn, Cancer, Scorpio, and Taurus. Those are the markings that people had to have in their charts in order to qualify for the trip. And so we had about 22 people show up on this trip, maybe 24. I can't remember exactly the number, but it was an amazing group. Everyone seemed to get along so well with one another, and Ariel put together the charts for the roommates. There were three to a cabin mostly, and she was able to match up their astrological charts together so that the combination would be more livable. You know, sometimes when you meet strangers and you're having to room with them, you know, you kind of have a feeling of, oh, goodness, I wonder if I'm going to get along with that person. Well, just so happens on this particular trip, it was just the perfect combination of astrological charts that came together. Everybody started talking to me. She says, oh, you couldn't have picked a better roommate for me. Everyone was very, very excited about it. We had one particular thing that happened that I wanted to share, but I don't think anybody else will probably be talking about it tonight. We had a gentleman from Germany come, and his roommate was from Germany. There were two from Germany. And then we had a gal come from Australia, and they actually, you know, clicked in just hours apart. And when they met each other, it was like they knew each other, and when I looked at them, it was like their bloodlines were connected. It was like some distant cousin thing that was going on. And and I noticed that all through the week that energies really peaked with these three people, that two from Germany and then one from Australia. So it's like something was happening upstairs to knock on people's noggin, saying, you know, maybe you should really go on this quest. But it happened simultaneously from Germany to Australia. And I thought that was very, very synchronization is confirmation. And I think that was part of what was happening. But,
and Emily is here with us tonight. She's on the switchboard.
Oh, is she? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we'll let her tell that part of the story then. So the reason that we started the Starseed Quest, after we came back from France, when we went to France with Kathleen McGowan, we had done the group 27 people, and those markings were the starseed markings for Jesus and Mary Magdalene. So when we got back home, Arielle asked me, she said, well, you know, maybe we should do a starseed quest to Arkansas, because Tammy had found this gorgeous place called Mountain Harbor. And I said, sure, let's look and see where the markings are. And sure enough, people started making appointments with me, and they start having these markings. The minute that we put it out there that it was possible, then here they all came. And so we did the first one, the second one, the third one, and of course now we're getting ready to do the fourth one, and it will be on Pleiadian lineup in May. And I really hope that if you look at your charts and if you see if you have these markings and if it's something that is of interest to you, please contact us and let us know, because just so many people will be invited to this group. So the Atlantean information started coming through when we were there. And when I say the Atlantean information, a lot of beings that lived during the time of Atlantis are back again. And also the Native American Indians that would come to that region of Hot Springs, they would come and lay their arrows down and their tomahawks, and they would come and bathe in the waters called the Land of the Vapors. And they would heal themselves, and of course when they left there, then they'd go warring again. But this was a very intricate place for a lot of Native Americans for many, many, many years. And I think a lot of souls that are connected to Atlantis and to the Native American Indians, I find there's a correlation between the two. They seem to be showing up. Also, people with crystal mastership in their charts, which I look for those particular markings, 25, 26, 27 degrees of Capricorn or Cancer. And this has to do with the bloodlines and the crystal vibration in your bloodlines that has to be in alignment, your commitment and your intent to come back to the planet to make sure that we hold the balance for the planet and its people. And the battle cry, of course, is never again Atlantis. And I saw that a lot of people resonated to this concept on this last trip. So, Arielle, let's go ahead and open up the lines and start talking to our Starseed Quest group.
Okay, and I'm going to just kind of go down in order here, and we'll be starting with, as soon as I get the microphones open, Denise. Hello, Denise. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect. This is my first time to call in, but I was absolutely thrilled to be a member of this Star Quest. So, Crystal Quest, rather. It was so much fun.
It was great, and you, I would say, you were part of the fire group. Everybody in your cabin there was just double fire with a side of more fire.
Absolutely, and I can't thank you enough. That was one of the highlights of the trip, to walk into a cabin, and it was like immediately all three of us just resonated with one another. It was as if, you know, we'd known each other forever, my soul sisters. So it was so much fun, and we kept the party going most of the week, and it was awesome.
What? Tell us about your digging adventure.
Right. Well, I mean, both. First of all, the whole experience for me was the closest I've come so far to heaven on earth. It was so amazing. From the actual Quapaw and having the cleanse, and then of course having the opportunity to go dig on both Fisher Mountain and the Coleman mines, and I mean, it was just, to me, it was amazing, and the environment up there was so beautiful, and of course our weather was perfect, which helped in the quest of the crystals and looking for everything. And I was one of the fortunate ones, I think, on the Coleman mines. I got to have Lavendar as my partner. I felt very honored to go dig crystals with her, and we had a lovely. Lovely few hours there in the crystal mine.
Yeah, we did have really perfect weather for all of that. Even the one day when it looked like it rained in the morning, by the time we got there, we just blew those clouds right off.
Well, and how about the time? It was actually, I think it was at Coleman when it was actually sprinkling on us at one point. And it was sprinkling. It was almost like spitting on us. but you look up, and there was really no clouds around. It was one of the most amazing experiences, but it made for, again, the perfect temperature and everything. And then the crystals were just shining through for us.
Denise, this is Lavendar. And how was it for you when you got home? I know that when you first arrived, that you were kind of in a tizzy because you'd had this job for so many, many years, and it was over, and you came kind of in a hurry to start a new life. So what happened when you got home?
Yes, I am still working on that, but there's a lot of things that are starting to line up. I am under the guise at the moment that I think Mercury's playing around with me right now. However, that's going to shift on Monday. I'm looking forward to a lot of that. So it's still, I don't know, it's just allowed me to be more of an open book to really allow things to continue to flow. And I keep waiting for things. And I've come at complete peace with the fact that everything happens, that all that change, it was a bizarre situation of 33 years of being in the same industry, and then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, done. I was just let go. And I figured out how I had to be on this quest. So the timing was absolutely perfect for me in many respects, and it has helped me to become more focused and to become more certain of what I want and where I want to take all this. So that was a blessing.
You know, sometimes things happen, when one door shuts, another one flies open, and I think one is really fixing to fly open for you. So I feel really good about the changes that I've seen happen in you that one week. And just hearing your voice now, I can tell you're on it, girl. You're on
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so on it. And I have to tell you one more thing. This was my little bit of stranger situation that happened to me. After it was all said and done, and it was really hard for us to all leave one another, but we had that wonderful goodbye in our common area that we all met at. And everyone had kind of trickled off. Everyone was heading to the airports. And it was myself and Alyssa and David. We had driven, and we were still kind of lingering. Well, they toddled off. As I got in my car to drive back, I programmed my little iPad, and I had Siri all set up for me to tell me how to get home. And as I left our little area, the lodge, I just followed her directions. Do you know that Crystal Ingrid did not want me going anywhere? I swear to you, I was driving in circles. I'm not kidding. It just kept taking me around and around and around until I finally figured out it was about the third time around. I was like, this is not letting me off this mountain. And then I finally got I did the opposite of what she was telling me to do, and I finally got off the mountain. But I sat there, and I laughed all the way down through to Hot Springs thinking, oh, my God, this is exactly what this is all about. So it was so much fun.
I love that.
No, which way do I go? Well, that is just a great story, Denise, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. And it's awfully good to hear your voice again. So, are you there? Hello? Denise? Lavendar?
I think she dropped off.
No, it doesn't look like it, but...
we just can't hear her.
Anyway, Denise, thank you for calling in. Looks like Mercury's got us. And you
Hi.
Know what? Well, you are?
I was there. I keep coming and going, though.
Oh man. Well, that's like kind of like your car, Drake, taking you around in circles.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
Yeah, please, stay on and listen to the rest of the group here. And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Well, you know what? Tammy, I meant to bring you on before then, and I just kind of started at the top and went, oh, no. So Tammy is the third in our three sister spin, and would you like to share anything with the audience?
Sure. Hang on. Let me unhook this a second.
Okay. You're not coming through. Tammy?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can now, yeah.
Okay. When I first saw this group at the airport, only about half of them looked like their picture that they sent in. And I was like, all right, who are these people? But they were just, you know, it was like a beacon in the airport there. And I stayed back and waited for one of our gals from Canada who was about 20 minutes behind the group. And when the group left and got on the shuttle, a woman walked over to me and said, excuse me, ma'am, were you with that group that just left? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I have to tell you, I have never seen such a joyful, happy group of people in my life. I have to compliment you on just the joy and the love that came from this group. And that is so amazing for everyone I've just met for the first time, basically. So, you know, right away, this group just put off such a high vibration that everyone in the airport, it was noticed.
Right.
The love and the light coming off of them. And,
mm-hmm.
And what I really enjoyed this trip observing was what I call the wow factor. After they would have their readings with Lavendar, I would observe them walking back from talking with her and having their chart done, and it was like they were drunk. They were in their own little world, walking a little wobbly. They had this big ear-to-ear grin on their face, and they just, you know, were in their own little world.
Uh-huh.
So that night, you know, I was talking to Lavendar about it, and I said it was like they were wasted on wisdom. Had the wow factor. And that's what I love about this group. They all just carried this energy that they absorbed everything in so much. They just wore it.
And
the love and how everybody, it was just such a balance of giving and receiving.
It was, and it was instant recognition of each other and mutual respect. And I know you put in a lot of time personally, Tammy, with all the logistics and the two of us really had a small part in this, but watching the whole thing, once you get done and you step back and you just watch it spin on its own, it was just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, really, it was just a gift. It felt like a gift to be with this group and just watch, you know, from the first day when we went into Hot Springs, they just left so much to the waters and just evolved from there. And it was just beautiful to experience. So thank you to everyone who joined us this time.
Well, we are going to continue on down the switchboard and Tammy, I'm going to leave. Do you have a mute on your phone?
No, go ahead and mute me out.
Okay. So I'll check back. Okay. All right. So next we are going to talk to Emily, who jumped on an airplane at the last minute, flew all the way from Austin. Emily, hello, sweetheart.
Hi. How are you?
We are so good. So glad to hear your voice.
And yours.
So, yeah, you were really, you moved on a dime. We were all so impressed because, I mean, within 3 weeks' time, you heard about it, you said yes, you got it all together, and 3 weeks, to fly from Australia, that was huge.
It sounds huge when I say it back to myself then, but I mean, at the time, it was, very kind of easy, and it was just like left foot, right foot, just, yep, got to do this, got to do that. And I don't know, it's kind of sort of the first time in my life I've just dived off the deep end and just done what my heart wants to do. And it's paid off in so many directions, I can't begin to say.
So you're still in America?
Yes, I'm calling from Los Angeles today.
So you continued on from the Crystal Quest to explore the country and have more adventures.
Yes,
but
I did.
tell us about the connections that you made and what you feel that the, you know, if the trip has changed you.
Look, it's totally changed me. I think from the very beginning, I mean, I'm not one of these people that has sort of been awake for all that long. I only knew about Galactic Origins probably a month prior to the quest. So it's all really happened fast, but in the same sense, I've never felt too overwhelmed by it, you know. I think probably one of the best parts about the whole process has just been sort of feeling like the high hands were at work the entire time. I think you said that to me early on in one of our emails. You know, you could see, you know, the cancellation happened and I got to come the last minute, and then the same happened, you know, for Gisela and Martin and 11 I mentioned that connection before. I mean, I have trouble still describing it. Those two are you know, they're like my left arm and my left leg, you know.
Uh-huh.
Part of me. So, you know, no one could have really sort of seen that coming. And I think the quest just acts as such a beautiful catalyst for not only connections, but like activations and healings, not only between ourselves, but, you know, for us individually. And then, of course, there's the excitement when you finally get home and you realize you've got all these new ideas and aspirations and, you know, new people on your wavelength that you can talk to and that you might want to work with. So life-changing is kind of an understatement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there's like a whole new reality opening up. And
oh, yeah.
Really commend you and honor you for stepping up into it.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's been an honor to be part of the entire group and even to speak with you guys on the radio today. I think the thing that I found, like, the more I said yes, I'll do it, yes, I'll go, yes, I'll take the next step, the more everything kept opening up for me, and it wasn't an automatic thing. I used to be quite afraid of a lot of things, and the more I just kept pushing myself and putting on the big girl panties, I just, yeah, kept rolling on. And even now I've met some amazing people because I've been able to keep up the momentum with that. And, you know, it's all happened because of you guys and the quest.
Well, Emily, this is Lavin Darb. Tell
Hi.
Us a little bit about your trip to the Tetons, and you met our friend Barbara up there.
I did indeed. That was lovely. Thank you so much for the introduction. The Tetons were breathtakingly beautiful. Didn't have sort of too much high strangeness up there. There's some funny cloud formations, but meeting Barbara kind of solidified what I'd felt energetically when I was there. There's a lot of, I think, government interest in the area as well, which I found intriguing. But, geez, I kept thinking of everyone while I was there. It's like, yeah, you know, I know we've all been here before together, and it would be really special to go back there as a group, to be honest.
We'd love to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And you know what? I have a letter from Gisela, who is back in Munich, Germany.
Yes.
So it's well after midnight for her, so she wasn't able to call in. But I thought you might like to share this. And this is from Gisela and Martin, who flew in from Germany almost at the, you know, within the less than 30 days beforehand. They just jumped through the hoop like you did. So this is from Gisela, and it says, "Dear Crystal Quest family, it's a shame I can't be with you live, but I want to take this opportunity to say hi and express my love and gratitude to all of you. This quest was one of the very best things I ever did in my whole life. I enjoyed every single moment of our connection, and it took me quite a while to fully come back to my day-to-day life here in Munich. Staying at this heavenly place, feeling the love of all of you, and speak and learn about things that really matter to me was simply incredible. I didn't want to leave you all. My first days home, I just spent listening to all the episodes in the archive just to be connected and hear your voices and to learn more about all the fascinating things Lavendar shared with us. I feel this quest has empowered me so much, and I couldn't but share it all with all of my starseed friends here in Munich." Oh, I know what she's talking about, because now she's having all the starseeds in Munich get confirmations. Sorry, Ariel, for adding so much work to your already big list of confirmations I ordered. "My clients and friends say I radiate from within since being with you. So thanks a million for making all of this possible. Many of the crystals I brought home have found their place and true owners in homes of clients and friends. And an interesting thing happened with the Gisas. Some days ago, I decided to meditate with them placed in both of my hands. It felt great. As I was finished, I went to pick up my phone, which was ringing, and it immediately broke down, and I couldn't use it anymore, whatever I tried. After taking some grounding stones in my hand, I reached for my phone again, which I thought was dead, and all of a sudden it came back to life. I think the high energy of the crystals was way too much for my poor phone. I'm so lucky that I could revitalize it with more grounded frequencies. I'm so happy to be connected to all of you lovely people and can't wait to meet you again sometime, and you are all welcome in Munich. And greetings and love from Martin, the Galactic Hammer, sending you waves of love, Gisela." So,
thank you for sharing.
Oh, well, you're so welcome.
So, I'm actually going back via Germany.
Going back.
Emily, I got an email showing a picture of you and Martin and Gisa in Little Rock in front of a restaurant that said Flying Saucer. How did you find that place?
Look, I think it was Katarina's eye that found it. We were just walking down the main street kind of area looking for somewhere to eat, and I think as soon as we saw UFO, we were like, yeah, that'll do. It was so uncanny.
And their specialty was German bratwurst?
Yes, it had this German connection, so go figure. It was crazy.
In Little Rock, Arkansas. So, there's actually a Flying Saucer restaurant in Little Rock.
I'm very proud.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I guess I would highly recommend it. I think to anyone who is considering finding out if they're eligible or have the right star markings to go, having those connections in your life is so, so special. I can't describe it.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on and joining us and kind of reuniting with the group here. And have a wonderful rest of your stay in America.
Thank you.
And lots of love from your new family.
Lots of love to you all. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, and we have Katarina. Hello. Emily was just talking about you, saying that you were the one that actually spotted that Flying Saucer restaurant. So, Katarina, how are you, sweetheart?
Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, my God. First of all, I'm a little bit nervous. My heart's been racing forever. But first, I just want to say I love you all so much, and I miss everybody so much every day, and I'm just really happy to be back together with everybody. But, yes, that was amazing because for me it was just, I don't know, it was just incredible. We took the bus. We actually took the Holiday Inn shuttle bus into town, and we're walking around, and we went down by the river, and then a few of them wanted coffees, and they were looking at this and that and taking pictures, and I look across the street, and all of a sudden I see this huge UFO on the window, and I look up, and it says Flying Saucer Emporium, and I was like, oh, my God, you guys, are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it. So we go across the street, and then I see that it has bratwurst. I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, huge. And then on top of it, it was on Clinton Avenue for Bill Clinton. President Clinton Avenue or something like that. So it was just bizarre and just a wonderful – I felt like it was a big universal wink to us, kind of. And they, we went inside, and they had a sign that said – friends don't let friends fly drunk, and I thought that was hysterical because just especially it had meaning for me because both she and Chris had driven, so everyone else had met at the airport, but my group was already at the cabin because they had driven from their homes. So when the shuttle pulled up and I got off, Chris was already right by the door and, had it opened, and we had all hugged and said hello at the airport. But there they were, open arms, her and Denise, and, you know, we started jumping up and down and hugging, and we were just so excited, and the cabins are just so beautiful, and ours was, I think, one of the largest, the three-bedroom, and so the living room is there, and then the kitchen, and it had a kitchen island. And I look over to my left, and on the island, there's a whole bunch of bottles of wine and snacks from Trader Joe's and everything. And I looked at them and said, oh, my God, are you kidding me? I said, I think we're going to get along just fine because we all love wine so much. And it was just lovely from the beginning, you know, the connections and, just really, for me, it felt, everyone knows I said it on the trip, but, you know, I think it's amazing. Everyone's waking up at different times in their lives, and stories like Emily's and Gisela and Martin's, you know, just finding out that they're starseed, and then here they are. And, I mean, I think that gives me so much hope for the ones that we think are still asleep. You know, you just never know when these things are going to happen and take off. But for me, you know, I've known my whole life that I've always felt like I was on the wrong planet, and I cry, I want to go home, and I've been into, you know, all things metaphysical and spiritual since a young age, and so it's very hard for me because, there's so much I wanted to share, but I had, you know, there was nobody. I would try, but it wouldn't, you know, it would feel strange or people, I don't know, so it was just, I had to keep so much of my experiences and things to myself, and so over the years, the only way that I've been able to fill myself is, you know, with my iPod, and I listen to Starseed Radio or other programs like it, and, you feel a connection with people because they're talking about the things that matter to me, and you do feel a sense of family with the people, but it's different because they're still strangers and you haven't met in person, and then you listen to a great program and learn all these incredible things, and then I have no one to turn around and share it with or discuss it more. So it was very isolating for me for many years. And so for me, it was just then was able to meet other people, knowing that everyone on this trip is starseed, was just, for me, life-changing in that respect because I've been on other really amazing metaphysical quest. I went to Egypt in December with Dr. Shock, and I went on the Mary Magdalene tour with Renee and Gloria a few years ago, and both of those were wonderful in so many ways, but this was different because I knew that everyone was starseed, and so there was just an ease of, for me, it was just, I finally found my family, and I finally felt home, something I've longed for, you know, for over 30 years, and so, you know, there's just no words and the love I feel and how much we laughed and really just, and each of us blossomed in our own way. That's, I think, that was so amazing, too, is I think so many things happened for all of us on so many levels that we still don't know the outcome of, but from the first night when we all had to stand up and you know, tell a little bit about ourselves, you know, many of us had so many similarities, feeling all alone or this or that, and all of a sudden, within just a short span of time, we all really blossom into ourselves. And I know I feel like I walk taller and I'm much more empowered in my life, and just stronger. And now I have people that I can send text to or pick up the phone and, you know, talk with and have happy hour over the phone. It's not the same as in person, but it's, you know, but just I have my family, and everyone on this trip was so beautiful and such amazing souls. And honestly, if anybody has a chance to go and you feel called, you really should do it, because it will change your life in so many ways.
Well, thank you so much, Katerina. What would you say was the single moment that was the highlight, if you can think of a single moment?
God, I can't think of a single moment. I you know what? I would. I well, no, there's so many, but I would say
many.
That's
a good too.
Yeah, I mean, every moment of it was a highlight. There was every moment, but I feel like our last evening together was really powerful, because it was the culmination of everything. You know, when we exchanged the crystals, and oh, could I read to you something? I wrote to Tammy and asked her if she thinks I should read it, but I went back and listened to my reading with Angel Rose, who's the one who told me about, you know, doing our ceremony with the crystals, and it's really interesting. I was listening to it again last night to write it down. Could I share it?
How long is it?
Very short. It just talks about the group, and it's not long at all.
Okay, good, because we have a lot of people that are still waiting to come on.
Oh, okay, that's fine. It's basically what she says. I'll put it in a nutshell. But she said that you know, she does the Akashic reading, Akashic records reading, and I asked her. I told her about this trip I was taking, if there was anything I need to know, and she said, you know, that the group of us that are going is a very old agreement, and that there's something about the women that are there. That are, she said, not to say there wouldn't be men, but there's something about the women that are going to be on this, and that because of the light that we carry and the energy that we carry, that we are coming together to reactivate these crystals and to bring back the feminine. And it says, you guys look like you're some of the remnants of the feminine aspect of Atlantis. And for whatever reason, those crystals want that back. They want that reactivated. It goes into more than that, but that's basically that the frequency of this group, you know, and us coming together and the codes that we carry was, you know, and then the connection with the crystals was really meant to be. And so I thought that was really wonderful, too.
That was perfect. Just perfect.
Yeah.
Well, sweetheart, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Wonderful to hear your voice, and I know that
yes.
There are a few members of the group who had other commitments this evening, and or they're, you know, overseas, and they'll be listening back.
Yes.
Enjoying it in the archives.
Could I just add one more thing really quickly?
Sure.
I've been listening, not every day, but a lot of times at night. Like, I put on my iPod, and I listen to your songs at night, and I'll put something on repeat forever, and I'll dance around my apartment. I'm listening to Fisher Mountain, or I listen to The Voice. And one night I was out in Malibu, and I was house-sitting, and I had all my crystals out with me in the yard to activate them, and I was out there, and I was dancing under the moon, just listening to you singing again. And when I listen to those songs, I feel like we're all together again, and it just fills my heart with joy. So if anyone gets, you know, sad and misses us, just put on Ariel's songs, and it will bring you right back there again.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And that really was the intent, because music can take you, you can time travel with music.
Absolutely. I love you all so much. I miss you. Huge hugs to everybody. I can't wait for us. I really feel this is just the beginning, you know, and we'll all meet again in different places and new formations and new starseeds we don't know yet. And I really feel it's the beginning for all of us to come together as, as a family. You know, we're really starting to find each other. It's just amazing.
The time of the gathering.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Big hugs for you, sweetie.
Yes, love you so much,
talk
all of you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, wow. We are going to talk to Lisa. Hello, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Ariel?
Oh, I'm doing really good. I'm just thrilled to be reconnecting and hearing your voices again. So, tell us about your stories during the trip, after the trip.
Well, first of all, it's really wonderful to hear everybody's voice. I feel like I'm there again. And the most amazing experience happened. Chris and I were out on one of the decks after dinner. We were out on the deck for the restaurant at Mountain Harbor.
Uh-huh.
And Chris was a little bit down, but we looked up into the sky, and she's looking and looking, and I'm saying to myself, what's that sound? And we look up, and lo and behold, we saw a spaceship.
Oh.
No kidding. Okay? I don't know if Chris must have told you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I had to mention it tonight because it was just so amazing, because every night at home, I go out to my balcony and my deck here, and I look up at the stars, and I thought, geez, I'd love to see a spaceship. And wouldn't you know it, I go there, at the Starseed Gathering, and there it is.
Well, they were really watching over us.
Well, they must have been.
Yeah.
Because it was the most amazing experience. But it was the sound that got me first. It was the sound mostly.
Uh-huh.
But I had a wonderful time. I just felt so empowered when I came back home. It was amazing. I even asked for a raise, and I got it. You know, like it was
so good.
You know, people have said that even I've changed. My eyes look different. I mean, I feel so different after having experienced there. And you know, people could come on and they could talk about it, but I really feel it's something you have to experience. So I encourage anybody who can go on one of these trips to go, because I just feel so different.
Well, we're just so glad you came from Canada, where you are now, and that was that's a pretty long trip, but we're so glad that you came. Are your crystals, you got them all cleaned up?
Oh, yeah, I cleaned them up, and of course, my son took one, my daughter took one, and I'm looking at them. They're just amazing. I know I wish I could have gotten more. I've got a few that were okay, like a couple that were almost perfect, but if anybody has any reservations about digging, because when I first started to go on this, thinking about going on the trip, I thought digging for crystals, like, it's not me. I don't know if that sounds funny, but I'm not the type that to go digging in the dirt, but I'm telling you, that experience just changed me. I got right down, like, it was just amazing. You know, like, even my daughter says, where are you going? And I says, Arkansas. And she says, what? Why? You know? But it just worked out. Like, it was amazing. I connected with the people there. Like, oh, my God. And hearing their voices tonight just brings that all back. And I thought, wow, what an experience.
Yeah, well, the crystals called, and you heard it, and you came, and we were just so happy that you did. So I know you've been trying to get there for a couple of quests now. So,
well,
you know.
I know. That's funny, because I canceled the first one, and I thought, oh, I can't go, work, this and that. And I think Lavender said there was 12 of us that happened to. We booked, and then we had to cancel. But this time, come hell or high water, I was there. I was meant to be there.
Right. Well, you know, there was a certain frequency that you belong to, and it belongs to you, and that was this group. I mean, everybody just fit like a glove.
And the wisdom that that I heard there from Lavender, I mean, that was just so amazing. Her stories were just blew me away. I mean, I was I just loved listening to her life experiences. It was unbelievable. And you know what? I left my shoes there. Now, I swear, I went through that cabin, and I looked, and I thought, okay, I'm not forgetting. You know how you look before you leave?
Uh-huh.
And I come home, and I said, where are my shoes? I left a pair of shoes there. So I thought, well, that's meant for me to go back. That's a sign to me.
There you go. There you go. Well, May 18th. May 18th is the next trip. And I can. Did you call Mountain Harbor and ask him to look for your shoes?
Well, I you know what? I'm probably going to go back anyway. So they're there waiting for me.
Oh, well, that would be great, Lisa.
And I got to tell you, your CD is wonderful, and it brings tears to my eyes. I don't know why. I guess because it just reminds me that there's people like me. And like Katrina was saying, how she felt so alone, that is so true. But when I put that music on, especially the Mountain Harbor song that Tammy wrote the words to, it was just so amazing. Like it makes me feel good, yet I got tears in my eyes. It's like a mixed feeling.
Tears of joy.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And actually, just everybody, I've got the Fisher Mountain Harbor song loaded up, and as soon as we've talked to everybody, I'm gonna play it so you can all listen to it again. So,
well, I think I wore mine out on the CD. I thank God I put it on the computer so that I could listen to it at home. But, no, it was just an amazing trip, and I just have to thank all three of you, Tammy and yourself, Ariel and Lavender, for putting this all together, because if anybody has any reservations about going, please go. It's an experience you can't forget. You'll always have that.
That's right. That's right. It is empowerment that once it's yours, it's yours. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Lisa. It's great to hear from you, and we'll see you on the next trip, won't we?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks so
much. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, next we are going to talk to Melanie. Melanie, sweetie, are you there?
Yes, I certainly am. How are you tonight?
Great. So how
good.
Are you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully, and big cosmic hugs to all my Starseed family out there. I tell you, you know, this was the second one that I had been to, and wow. The first one was great, but I'll tell you what, nothing compared to being with this amazing group of people. It felt like I was with peers, you know, and just family and people that I had searched for eons, all coming together again. And I had the most incredible roommates in Angela and Judy. I love them to death, and, and I'll be getting a hold of them. But, you know, there were so many other really wonderful people that I connected with. And, this particular trip, well, the first one, for those of you who may not have been on a trip, I can attest to the fact of how powerful a thing it is to go on one of these quest experiences. I had been on the first one in April, and by Pleiadian lineup hitting me in May, I knew I was moving to Arkansas, and I moved the end of September. So I was unpacking and having work done on the townhome and everything, but, you know, it was time for me to be at the quest this October, and I'm just so very thankful that I was. And, during the reading with Lavender, I was able to connect with two of my Native American non-physical friends that I've known before. And I've been getting more guidance and understanding as to why I'm here in this area. And now I know why I don't typically find a lot of crystals when we're out there digging, but I know it's just more important for me to actually be on the land, and so it's becoming clear to me why. But for anybody who wants to move here, I live in Hot Springs. I can hook you up with a realtor, people to do construction. I'm your go-to girl, so just, you know, call Ariel or Lavender and let them know, and it's okay if they give you my contact info. That's what family is for. But I just really cherish this, just this incredibly amazing group of souls, and it was such an honor for me to be present with everybody. Well, and to also, you know, be with you, Lavender, and Tammy again. And just, I just feel so much gratitude. Just so much gratitude. And I also have been feeling that our group, there's this incredible synergy that we created. In quantum physics terms, you would refer to it as a morphic field of resonance. That energy is still at work, and I know that our group is going to be continuing to do some really important things. And listening to Katerina share that little bit about what the other person saw, and now it's kind of giving me clues as to the continuing work that we're going to be doing. And, you know, just hopefully we'll all be able to have a big Starseed family reunion open to all groups, you know, just all of us coming together. It would just be so amazing.
Oh, wow, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it surely would. Talk about a lot of energy. Hey, they could probably run a major city for a year off our energy or beyond. But, you know, just, yeah, so just know that when, you know, please come on the quest if you feel the call. And don't worry, the way will be provided. Just trust, have faith, but do it. Your presence has power, as Lavender, Ariel, and Tammy say, and that's very true. And allow yourself to be open to the experience and to step into who you really are. It will change your life, and it's the most miraculous thing you'll ever experience.
Oh, well, very well said, Melanie, and thank you so much for sharing this with us. And you enjoy your new home, and you still get to go to the Quapaw bathhouse
yeah.
anytime you want and get into those magical waters. So,
yeah.
You know, give us all some good thoughts while you're in that heavenly water.
Oh, we'll definitely do that. You know, I think about everybody all the time anyway. And guys, let's not forget to power up once in a while and keep working with that emerald, right? That's important. Anyway, my love to everybody, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Melanie. You take care, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
Well, we have a few more people to hear from, and we are going to talk to Carol first. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Ariel, and hello, all our Crystal Quest family. It's really nice to hear everybody's voice.
Isn't it, though?
And, yes, it is. It's just like all the memories coming back. And it was just so good to be there. And the biggest thing for me was just how we all came together as a group. And, like, it was just like instant friends, and we could talk about things. One of the first things we did, I was a cabin next to Denise and Katerina and Chris, and that first night we were out on the deck and talking about every subject you could think about that's connected to starseeds, and it was just so nice to be able to share with people that way.
Mm,
and we
yeah.
had a good time that night. And oh, and that's the night that we heard the what we thought were the clanging open and shut of the stars of a starship doors. I got that recorded. It was just fun to have that little bit there. And
strange, high strangeness
just,
there.
Yeah, high strangeness. And it was really nice because we had just so many different people, not just starseeds. We had also our elemental people. And we had Alyssa and David that they're elementals, and we had Charlene representing the elven portion. So it was just a good mixed group of everything all people together mixing, and that's one thing I enjoy so much is I tried to, when we had our meals, I tried to kind of sit at different tables and different groupings to kind of sample all of the different feelings from everybody and just enjoy and share with everybody in different ways. And it was really nice that way. One of the things that I really, really enjoyed also was up on Judy's Mountain the first day that we were up there. Just the feeling of the land there, just the feeling of being there and touching that land and feeling the crystal grid underneath that and the little crystals saying, here I am, come get me, winking at me, go uh-huh. get them. And then that day I also had my reading with Lavendar. And with that, just right after that, it was my solar return. So she did a solar return reading for me, and that was very amazing. Being able to hold the crystals that she held when she used it in Giza, you could feel the power of that, and it was just amazing to be able to spend that time and look in her eyes while we were talking and just feeling that energy flowing. And then right after that, after we settled out a little bit, everybody got done, then that's when Lavendar told us the amazing Athena story. And I was just like, oh, yes, 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 yes. Just waiting for the next thing, ready to be out of the vault from that.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And that day we also talked, there was certain ones of us are also interested in the Bosnian Pyramid, Dr. Osmanagic that you had on the show.
Uh-huh.
And there's several of us that might even think about doing a separate trip to the Bosnian Pyramid together. And Chris and Kathy and Judy and I. So we're kind of looking at something maybe next fall for that. So it was getting together
brilliant.
With those interests. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this was the initial joining, and then there's no telling what can come in the future.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was feeling about that, because it was just, like, so nice with everybody. Mm. So nice. And when we would have the evening talks together and do our activations with the breath in and out, it was like, yes, that energy is right there. And it was sharing together in that group and being able to form that together. Somebody else said something about Katarina, I think she said about seeing the people on our first night as we were talking and introducing ourselves, and then seeing people blossoming. Those blossomings were what I felt was just the blessings of the group going out to everybody and everybody blossoming, you know, and the changes that happened for the positive for everybody. I was just so, so happy to see all of that. And felt that myself, too, as I, you know, learned my lessons, too, while I was there and had some good things to do with that. I really appreciated that. And, I would recommend that going to a Crystal Crest for everybody. And I really, really did enjoy everybody, and I really feel close to everybody as family. You know, and I know we can have our differences, but we can all still come together as family. And that's the great part about it, because everybody was so understanding to each other.
Right.
And that was the great thing. And that last night concert, that was something else. We really enjoyed it. And then getting out and dancing and having Martin be our chevalier to dance with most of the ladies. That was lots of fun, too.
Oh, and Martin, I know you're going to be listening to this later on in the archives, but... I wish we had video of that. Martin could make a living dance.
He was so gracious with that, yes, and sharing with everybody. And the connections. The only thing I want to mention, I'm sorry if I haven't been active on the Starseed forum yet, because I just haven't had time to settle down, but I will answer people's questions, and I know, Melanie, I owe you a good one with that, because I haven't had time to get to you yet, but I want to let everybody know that I just haven't had time to respond there yet, but I'm intending to get more time and be able to do that, so I'll be able to make more connections again. And I wanted to thank you, Ariel, and Tammy, and Lavendar, for all the work that you put into this. And I want to thank, oh, I'm going to forget his name, and our cook was so fantastic.
Chris. Chris,
yes, Chris. And the other Chris, yes.
Chris.
And, yes. And, yeah, I thought there was excellent accommodations. I had the best hot stone massage that I've had in ages while I was at the resort, and I thought the accommodations were great also. Very, 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 very good. So that's my thank you to everybody for that, and hope to see you again sometime.
Well,
loved all.
Yes, some future moment we will. So good to hear your voice again, Carol, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we are going to hear as soon as I get this button clicked over from Dee Dee. Hello, Dee Dee. How you doing?
Hi, Ariel.
Hey, good.
I'm doing great.
That's great. That's great. So glad that you could join us.
Yeah. I said, I don't want to. I'm shy. I can't talk on the phone.
It's all family.
I have to. Yeah, I have to just say how great it was for me. It was like a week-long love fest. even from the first night when we were all kind of nervous and didn't know how much to reveal of ourselves and stuff, it was so accepting among the group. And you could look around at the faces and just fall in love 24 different times. I feel like I have
right.
a new family of 25. And getting to be there for a whole week, it's like being in the up spiral for that long. I feel like it gave me a really strong foundation. For those of us that are back in the, well, all of us, back in our 3D lives, and we have families and jobs and blah, blah, blah. And it's going to help me, I know, just have perspective on that. It's kind of, I can be more in the observer mode of this, you know, I can do this stuff. But the Mountain Harbor felt sort of like our reward for volunteering to come here. Is to go
right.
get to spin. Yeah. Like we found each other, and now we know we can find each other again. And I plan to do that. Oh.
Well, you know, you don't live all that far from, from Arkansas.
That's right, and my husband has connections there, so I really can trip over there and get a refresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty easily. So.
Yeah, well, you know, and Tammy lives there now, too, so, you know, we, little by little,
yeah.
Or move in there.
She better be careful when anyone that says they'll open their doors to any of us that want to come back. We may just show up right and left.
Well, it's family.
Yeah. But and there was lots of connections, the 12 people that said we almost were going to come before, but we thought it's not quite the right time. And then we all showed up at that time. And even with our readings, a lot of us were drawing the same cards. So I know this is just a really divinely orchestrated event of all of us getting together. And I read a similar thing when I got back about the quantum effect of the quantum effect on the field of all of us being together, a group like that, and how it reverberates. So I also feel like just being together helped the planet, and I don't exactly know how, but I know it did.
Well, that's true. Your presence has power, and the combination of everyone together left an imprint, and the crystal grid reverberates not only throughout this world, this dimension, but other dimensions as well. So the work that we did there collectively is perpetual in empowering.
That was fun to do. Yeah.
And
that,
fun.
That kind of work is fun. So
it was. It was wonderful.
Okay.
Well, is there anything else that you want to add? Or
I'm good. I'm enjoying hearing everyone's voice and my roommate, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
I'm so glad that you were able to call in. And we have some more people on the switchboard. If you can press 1, let us know, because I don't recognize these phone numbers. But Dee Dee, thanks so much. It's great to hear from you. Anytime you're going back to Arkansas for a visit, just, you know, let Tammy know.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, then. Thanks so much, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, anybody, we have a lot of people on the switchboard, and I don't know if Mercury is having anything to do with this, but if you press 1, if you're trying to press 1, and it doesn't seem like we have anyone else that hasn't spoken yet. There are more people from the quest. Like I said, they couldn't, they had other commitments this evening, so we might have a Crystal Quest story part 2 to catch the other half of the group. Lavendar, would you have anything that you'd like to add here before I'm about to play some music?
I'd like to talk about the 12 that wanted to come to the other quest, but they chose to come to this one. It's like they all had the same markings in their charts. I mean, every one of them. It, like, blew my mind. The 12 that had postponed the other trips and came on this one, and then when I watched the interaction of these 12, it was like they were family. They would start a conversation, and someone else would finish it, and it was just amazing to watch the energies, you know, their auric fields and the way they were magnetizing to one another, these 12. It was really something to observe.
Well, it's just further proof that these groups, while we have the matrix of what the star markings have to be, there is still an unseen hand and forces from above that are moving the pieces around the chessboard, obviously to empower the planet, the work, and each other. So it's an honor to be part of something that is so intricately and divinely orchestrated.
Yes, I agree. And also, Ariel, the way that you put together the music for the last night, the selected songs that had so much meaning for everyone, and they were all coded messages in the songs that you put together, and for you to put together on a CD so they could go home with it, that was the icing on the cake. It was wonderful, and I think that everybody really appreciated how much work and effort that you put into putting the music together the way you did.
Well, it was my pleasure. It was a fun project. And, you know, music is a memory trigger, like smell. And when you hear a song that you haven't heard in a long time, you know exactly where you were when you heard that. And it's like it's time travel. And I really, really wanted everyone to have that music to help bind the moment to each other. And every time, you know, you listen to the music, you go back and get a fresh spin on that energy. So it was really my pleasure to do that. And for members of former members of other previous quests, this music will be available for you as well, because you heard the same thing. I just didn't have the CD ready. So pretty much the same thing. So I'll be letting everybody know about that. And anything else you want to add before I push the play button?
Let's hear that song.
Well, this is a song that you're going to all recognize the tune, but the new words were written by Miss Tammy, and we call it Fisher Mountain Harbor, because we go dig crystals on Fisher Mountain and we stay at Mountain Harbor. So this is Fisher Mountain Harbor.
Almost heaven, Mountain Harbor, Fisher Mountain, Washita River. Life is old there, older than the trees. Never again Atlantis, encoded in the breeze. Natural sea, take us home to the place we belong. Crystal grid lines, galactic mama, take us home, Arkansas. Lady, never navigating mission. Star-coded alignments painted on the sky. Gathering up soul family, teardrop in my eye. Natural state, take us home to the place. Galactic Mama, take us home to Arkansas. Listen to the crystals in the mountains as they call you. The energy reminds us of our home far away. Basking in the hot springs, you get the feeling that you should have been here yesterday. Yesterday, natural state, take us home to the place we belong. Crystal grid lines, galactic mama, take us home, Arkansas, natural state. Take us home to the place we belong. Crystal grid lines, galactic mama, take us home, Arkansas. Take us home, Arkansas. Take us home, Arkansas.
Take us home, Arkansas.
All right.
Yeah. New lyrics by Tammy. And, of course, the Blog Talk software leaves a little bit of the desired, little bit to be desired with the sound there, but you get the idea. And we have one more person that we're going to hear from, and that is our own Chris, our switchboard hostess with the mostest. And I'm trying to get your mic open, dear. Okay. Hey.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. I'll just keep it brief. And because I had an unusual experience, I think you might agree, on this quest. I went last year, and it was fabulous. I went this year. It was completely different. I felt women I'd ever been around, right off the bat. Now, something happened that I had to leave early. I was only able to be there 2.5 days. And in looking back, I should have known, I think I told Lavender this, that I should have known that it was going to be a very, very intense experience for me while I was there, because we had a blizzard before I left. And it was kind of iffy if I was even going to get out of my house. And then when I got there, from the very moment I arrived till I left, I was receiving really intense energy, Like I was just, like it was being crammed in my field and in my body. Looking back, it feels like, even though I was there 2.5 days, it feels like there the entire time, like I had a total and complete experience. And it still is unfolding. I still don't know what it all means, but I know I was supposed to be there. I don't know what my life would be like now if I hadn't have gone, if you understand what I mean by that. So there was
a reason.
Yes. So I also would like to say to the listeners, we've all participated in sending the Emerald Ray. You cannot imagine what the experience is like to actually receive it. And that was something that happened for me while I was there. I had to come back early because of a family emergency. So I got a lot of support from the group while I was there, and after I got home, and I could, when you talk about the toroidal field and the energy of the group that was created, I can attest to that, and I wasn't even there for most of the trip. So that's what I would like to. So no regrets. I had a complete experience. It's just something that you look back and say, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's pretty much what I wanted to say. It's just, it was a fabulous time, as usual, very intense, and great people. I just, can't say enough. Again, people are talking about the connections. And, again, I was there 2.5 days, and I feel like I have intense connections with these people, even though some of them I may have only had brief conversations with. But after the fact, there's been communication and further development of bonds and friendships. This was a remarkable group and a remarkable experience. And so I want to thank everybody who was there, who planned it, who made this trip possible. It was really something else.
Well, we're glad that you came through the blizzard, and it was a super concentrate delivery of the energy, but we're so glad that you did make it for the time that you were able to be there. And I think those are all the people that we have on the switchboard. And
I've already talked to them. Yeah.
Okay.
They're not here. They're not the question.
Right.
They're listening.
Right. So, well, thank you so much, Chris, for sharing that with us, and thank you for your work and dedication on the radio show here and helping to coordinate the switchboard and doing the behind-the-scenes production. So thank you so much for that.
I love it.
The woman behind the curtain. Thank you so much, Chris. I'm going to let you get back to work.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, that about wraps it up. Lavendar, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I'd just like to add that we have a Pleiadian lineup coming up. It'll probably start on the 15th. It'll go through the 20th, and it's going to be a very, very intense Pleiadian lineup this year, because they're going to be coming in and readjusting some frequencies in the grid and with the North and South Pole and with upgrades for all the star seeds that they've been monitoring all this time. Everybody kind of gets an upgrade. So there'll be big wake-up moments that will happen after the 20th of November.
Okay, yeah, and then we'll just have like 6 weeks until the Teton meeting, so it'll be a lot of people saying that I never would have believed I'm here 6 months ago to where they're going to be in 6 months from now. But to all of our Crystal Quest family from October, from last spring, and the first group from last October, we love you all and honor the commitment that you made. You answered the call, and the Crystal Grid is also grateful that you were there. So we are going to sign off here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your stories. And we will look forward to seeing you again in some future moment. Until next week, we will be back next Tuesday. So thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.